Today I want to talk about three different ways or three different types of intuition. This is based on an article from the HeartMath Institute. And as you know, I'm a certified HeartMath trainer and coach. So I'm always very interested what these researchers from the HeartMath Institute have to tell and have to say, and what they are writing and researching. So they have researched the question of intuition and in connection with entrepreneurship. So it is, on the one side, very, let's say, spiritual. Let's use this word, very practical on the one side. On the other side, very business practical. This is always the bridge I want to explain and support you in finding this bridge between yourself, knowing that you are in your origin, that you are a spiritual being, which expresses itself, yourself, with the help of your soul and your body. So your I is a spirit. This is the one side. And the other side is very practical applications in teamwork and community building and business in your home, with your family, with your friends, and so on. So three different types of intuition. And the first type is called implicit knowledge. And what is meant with that? The HeartMath Institute explains in this article what they mean. So it is all the knowledge and experience you have collected and built up in your life. So no matter how old you are or how young you are, you have a certain amount of knowledge and experience, and you are able to make use of it. And so let's say you are cooking something and it boils, and it boils, and you know that if you cook noodles, that at a certain point the pot will boil over and all the water will splash around on your cooking device. Very simple. So you know that. So at a certain moment, you turn on the heater, and at the right moment, you go back and turn it down so that the noodles can take their 5 or 10 minutes to cook. That is implicit knowledge. That is experience. And or take car driving. So you drive your car and something happens. You notice that and you react in a way which you did many, many times. So you have the situation complete under control. That is meant with implicit knowledge. The second type of intuition they call energetic sensitivity. So that is a feeling how the other person is. So if you sense that the other person is, for instance, an empathic person, or that there is some energetic connectivity, you immediately feel it. Or the different, the opposite, that there is no connectivity, the person is closed somehow, something is there, you don't know, you better don't ask, because right at the moment is not the situation to ask, maybe later. Whatever situation, you sense the energy in the room, you sense that, oh, this type of talking is draining my energy. Yesterday I got a letter from a friend of many, many years. But again, this friend, and this is an example from my life from yesterday, again, this friend criticizes the world, criticizes me and my work, and feels like, okay, she's concerned about me. But I have told her again and again, I don't feel concerned about myself in this case. And so it drained my energy. And I tried to clear this and write back and communicate in a way that I want to feel understood. So this is energetic intuition. And yes, there are many examples, of course, where you feel, for instance, if you speak to your children, if you speak in school as a teacher, if I speak to my people in the courses, I prepare something, that's my head, and then it can be that I say totally different things. And this has to do with this energetic sensitivity, that I sense the room, I sense the people, even online that is possible, and I sense that I should say something else, something different, which I didn't prepare. This is, well, I wouldn't say only, but this is possible when you prepare very good, then you also can let go of what you have prepared and say something different. If you are not prepared, well, yeah, it's a bit superficial. Anyway, so this goes already in the third type of intuition, which HeartMath calls non-local intuition. And that is a bit a strange thing. We are able to sense the future, or we are able to feel when we feel connected with each other, even when the person is very far away. Sometimes we can feel, is the person okay or not? Or mothers, they can feel often very strongly and clearly how their children are doing, even when they are at a total different place on earth. So very far away. So this is called non-local intuition. And here things become interesting, because HeartMath connected this with research of successful entrepreneurs. And they found out that successful entrepreneurs have this ability to sense the future. So you prepare a decision as a business woman or businessman, you use all the data, you analyze, you maybe have a checklist, or you write a proposal, you discuss it. Okay, and finally you have to make a decision. Are we doing it or not? Or are we doing this or that, if there are two or three scenarios? And now you have to use your full human being and become conscious what you think is the right decision. And the more you are connected with yourself, the more you are in your heart, you are able to feel and sense what is going to happen in the future. And this is called non-local intuition, which means entangled intuition. The term entanglement comes from quantum physics, so you can read this on Wikipedia. Entanglement means that things are entangled, and then if you change conditions with one thing or one element, the other element is connected and knows it immediately. There's no time difference. And this is called non-local. And the opposite of non-local is local. So you are there and I am here. So we are separate. But in non-locality, we are one. We are all connected. And the research has been done that successful entrepreneurs have a sense for the future, and they call it non-local intuition. And that is a deep feeling of, okay, we should do this. I think we should do this. And sometimes you cannot explain. Of course, you need to explain it to your people. But even sometimes, if you have made successful decisions in the past, people will trust you and say, okay, you're feeling what would be right for our clients, can be trusted, so we follow you. Of course, that can also happen, that this is at the end the wrong decision, but that is a risk with business and business decision making. But these are three types of intuition. I repeat them again for you. First is implicit knowledge. That is what we remember, what we have learned. That is the current status of our knowledge and development and experience. And that we can make that applicable with practical situations. The second level of intuition or type of intuition is energetic sensitivity. And that means you are able to feel emotions, you feel energy in the room, and you also see it on the faces. So sensing and feeling is more connected with this type of intuition. And the third type of intuition is very much inside your heart. You cannot access it easily with your head. It's called non-local intuition. The better you are fully present in the moment, the better you are settled in this middle area, which is the heart area, which is heart and breathing, which is the center of your being, where your I has its home. And the more conscious you are about this area, the more practice you have to enter this area, to open your heart, the better you will be able to sense which decision into the future will be the right one. And this is, of course, also what Otto Sharma teaches us with Theory U, that we go into this moment of presence, and then the future is coming to us or is emerging. He uses this term of emergence. Emergence is showing itself. And for this, you can do always, finally, the very simple exercise. Go with your consciousness, with your mind, with your focus in the area of the heart. Breathe a little slower. Find a rhythm that's easy and comfortable. And now call upon a pleasant feeling or experience. Like this morning, I went to a place in nature to see the morning sun, beautiful, and the mist coming out of the valley, beautiful scenery. So it opened my heart. And now ask yourself, what, my dear heart, what are you saying? What would be a better way to deal with this situation or problem? And with that, you can check for any decision which is being made, whether it's in accordance with your own being, whether you feel good with it. And that is a way to work with non-local intuition. So three types of intuition. You can find the article down there as a reference if you are interested to read about. Thank you for listening.